AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is using executive privilege over documents subpoenaed by Congress related to a decision by the Trump administration to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census.
It's ridiculous. I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon.
The House Oversight Committee is considering whether to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to turn over the subpoenaed documents. The president is meeting with Poland's president at the White House. There's a possibility some U.S. troops will be going to Poland.
They're talking about 2,000 troops, but we'd be taking them out of Germany or we'd be moving them from another location. It would be no additional troops to Europe.
The president says a final decision has not been made. Iran's president Hassan Rouhani says his country doesn't want war with the U.S., but will give a crushing response if it is attacked. Rouhani was meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Donald Trump Jr. is on Capitol Hill for a second closed-door interview with the Senate Intelligence Committee.
There was nothing to change. If there needed to be clarification because Michael Cohen, who, let's not forget, is serving time right now for lying to these very investigative bodies, I'm happy to do that. I don't think I changed anything of what I said because there was nothing to change.
Senators want to discuss answers President Trump's son gave the panel staff in a 2017 interview about plans for a Trump Tower in Moscow, as well as answers he gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee in a separate interview behind closed doors last year. On this date, 3 years ago, 49 people were killed at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida.
Gilberto Ramon Silva Menendez.
The names of the victims were read at the memorial service. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered state flags to be lowered to half staff and asking Floridians to pause to remember the victims. This is AP Radio News. Protesters in Hong Kong are vowing to keep fighting an extradition law.
In an interview, Carrie Lam spoke tearfully about the sacrifices she has made for the city in response to questions about whether she is selling out the territory by trying to push through a controversial extradition bill. Then the chief executive dodged questions about whether she would withdraw the proposal in the face of chaotic and sometimes violent demonstrations against it by tens of thousands of angry residents in Hong Kong. Critics say the bill, which would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China, could lead to an erosion of civil liberties in the semi-autonomous territory. I'm Charles Soledesma.
Federal prosecutors shared with jurors grisly details of how they claim a former University of Illinois doctoral student kidnapped a visiting scholar from China who aspired to return home and become a professor, then brutally beat and killed her. Brent Christensen is accused of luring Yingying Zhang into his car in 2017. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.